NPH is creating strategic relationships, really, between a network of post-acute providers, hospitals, and payers. Our goals are pretty simple. We're trying to offer solutions that result in a higher quality of healthcare so that patients experience better health, and we lower overall system costs.
Why would patients experience better health?
Well, as patients in a post-acute setting have acute flare-ups of chronic disease or have other healthcare needs, what we're doing with our network of post-acute providers is really enhancing their clinical capabilities so that they can identify issues before they become significant and need hospitalization and treat those flare-ups right there in the post-acute setting.
You keep using the word post-acute, which is not a word that many people are familiar with.
Sure.
What do you mean by post-acute?
So post-acute in the broadest sense is really any health care for a patient after they leave the hospital. And the real goal of post-acute care is to get that patient back up to their previous health status and actually improve their health status. And so that might take place in a skilled nursing facility. It might be home health care in the patient's home, or it might just be primary care for that patient as they recover from their hospitalization.
But you're focusing in particular on post-acute care, care after a hospital stay.
That's exactly
in a nursing
right.
home, in a nursing home setting.
And our primary focus at this point is really the care that happens in the skilled nursing facility right after hospitalization, because we really believe that there are a network of post-acute providers of skilled nursing facilities that have stepped up their clinical capability and can really become strategic partners with hospitals in reducing the return to hospital, the readmission rate of patients so that patients can get better care.
Well, what kind of capabilities are you looking for in the nursing homes you work with? What do they need to be able to do?
In the last 5 to 10 years, nursing homes have really enhanced that capability. They've taken on things like IV therapy, IV push medications. We're looking for those stepped-up skilled nursing facilities to have primary care physicians who specialize in post-acute care, to have full-time on-site nurse practitioners, and to have implemented an electronic medical record with real data mining capability.
Okay, data mining sounds ominous to some of us. What does data mining mean in a nursing home?
The opportunity that really exists today with electronic medical records is there needs to be the ability to extract information from an electronic medical record on a real-time basis. Today, in most skilled nursing facilities, if they even have an electronic medical record, that information, that data, is put into it on an hourly basis, but is really only utilized on a weekly, monthly, or maybe even quarterly basis. Data mining allows a skilled nursing facility to, through a software product, query their electronic medical record on a real-time basis and get clinical information out of the electronic medical record to the professional clinicians on site so that they can address emerging clinical issues at an immediate level rather than waiting for that to become a critical issue.
I'm not sure I follow. Give me an example of how you query an electronic medical record.
Sure. A data mining software goes into the electronic medical record and asks the electronic medical record a series of questions. And then they put the answers to those questions that come out of the EMR data through an algorithm and say, okay, tell me about any patient who, for example, only ate half of their meal in the last 24 hours. And if you find a patient that has only eaten a portion of their meal in the last 3 meals, well, let's raise a flag up and say, gosh, that patient isn't eating as well as they used to. Let's provide some enhanced nutrition for them so that we don't see that declining nutrition become a full-blown acute issue.
So you're going to hospitals and saying, I've got some nursing homes who can offer really sophisticated care for patients of yours who really don't need to be in the hospital. What kind of reaction are you getting from hospitals to this idea?
Well, what's interesting about the new Medicare waiver in the state of Maryland is it really has aligned the incentives for hospitals and post-acute providers to create strategic alignment. It's important for them now to look at their goals and say, rather than hospital goals and skilled nursing facility goals and home health agency goals, we're saying these are goals of the healthcare system in Maryland overall, and how can we create relationships with clinical capabilities, with communication, with seamless transitions, so that we can achieve those goals across all levels of care. And the hospitals are understanding that and really looking to say, how can we create those strategic relationships with you?
So what kind of timeline are we talking about?
Well, the HSCRC approved with
the Cost Services Review Commission.
The Health Services Cost Review Commission signed the Medicare waiver agreement with Medicare here in the last couple weeks. And so now the hospitals are really working hard to create these relationships. So the sooner the better for everyone concerned, from the hospitals to the post-acute providers, but most especially for the patients.
So are we talking years, months, weeks? What? When would patients actually see this happen?
I think that the strategic relationships can get created in the next few weeks, and the implementation of those will take the next 6-8 months, and patients will really begin to see a difference probably in the next 6 months, I would say, and on into the future. It's an iterative process that we'll see continuing improvement for patient care over the next 5 years for patients in the state of Maryland.
Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Take care.